We are learning Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are starting on top of the Amud by the two dots on top of the Amud. We learned in our Mishnah that by Dina Mamonos you could be Chayzer on the Din, either if it's a Schus or Lechayva, and by the Fashos you only can be Chayzer on Schus and not Lechayva. Either way, it's a void in our Mishnah that if you make a Psak Din, you could be Chayzer, you could renege on the Din, you could be Chayzer on it. And the kasha like this, Raminu, when I ask you a kasha from Mishnah, Masechtas Bechairis, it says, Donis Adin. If someone passed in a din, he gave the verdict, Zika is the chayiv, but he made a mistake. And he was a mezakeh the chayiv. He said the person who's chayiv is Pater, or chayiv is a zakai, or Timei is a tar. All these cases are mistakes. He said the thing that's tar is tame, or tir is a tame. These cases, Masha Asui, Asa Asui, what he did is done, V'yishalem mibesai. What he did, he can't back out on his din that he paskin, and he has to pay from his own house. This dayan has to pay. But what do you see? You see that what he paskin is masha asa asui. You can't, Rashi says, like, I'm a loy hadar. You can't change your mind on this din. Om Rav Yosef, so that's a stira. Our mishnah is masha, you can change your mind. And here it says he can't change your mind. Om Rav Yosef, like kasha, kamba mumcha, kamba she'ine mumcha. Which means, like Rashi learns, by a mumcha, you could be chayzer. Because when you come up, when you change your mind, you say, this is the real psak, so the Baal Din can't say, I like your first psak better. Because he's a mumcha, and therefore we trust his opinion. Mashing is someone's in a mumcha, if he changes his mind, the Baal Din will say, you know what, I like the first psak better. And therefore, he can't change his mind. What do you mean, can't change your mind? A dying can't change your mind, what's a big psak? No. No, meme shot like this, that the Baal Din always says Kimli. So there's always a din by Dinim Kimli. I hold like that. You're about dying, right? You're my dying, right? Your paskin's good. First, that's my psak. Now you're changing your mind. I like your first psak. You don't like to change your mind. A mumcha, the Rafi Rashi is saying, is a mumcha, since he's such a big Talmud Chacham, he's mumcha l'rabim, he's an experienced dying, he could tell you, no, I made a mistake. I changed my mind. And the Baal Din has to listen. Mashenkin there, the Baal Din has a right to say, I'm not listening. And therefore, if I care, it happens to be, it's worse for him. He has to pay from his house now. For the other guy, this dying is in bad shape now. The dying is in bad shape. The dying, first of all, he's not taking the money back from the guy who he said was Potter. And now he has to pay the other guy his own pocket. So the chilek is mumcha and mumcha. The problem is, so you tell him by mumcha, all you do is you just change your mind. Freit the Gemara, if you look at the same Mishnah in Bechairis, the end of the Mishnah says that a mumcha, halach is like this. V'mumcha machzirim v'aktani, it says in the Mishnah, Tony Sefer is really the girsa. If the guy is a mumcha, so the law is he's potter to pay. It's mashma. He can't change his mind, but he's potter to pay. Why is he potter to pay? As Rashi explains, potter melashalim alma masha also asu miu potter melashalim. Kim the mumcha who since he's a mumcha mazla bisha who gaver garm limiti. That they made a mistake was the bad mazel of the guy who lost. But in any case, what do you see? Can't be chayzus. What's our mishnah talking about? We see Sayyid Mumcha, Sayyid Mumcha cannot change his mind. And our Mishnah says you can change your mind. Amar Rav Nachman, can't she yes, God will menu b'chachmo v'minyin, can't she God will menu chachmo v'minyin. Now, it doesn't say El Amar Rav Nachman, so Rosh Hashanah Medayik. Rav Nachman's sticking the same tarots. You're right, by a Eina Mumcha, he can't change his mind. By a Mumcha, you can only change your mind when there's a Bezdin's bigger than you who said you made a mistake. So my mumcha lebezdin, if yes, God of chokma min, if there's someone bigger than him, so then he could change his mind. They could say you didn't make a mistake and you change your mind. That's the halacha.
How could you go to another bezdin?
You could first of all you go to another bezdin. No problem going to another bezdin. Yeah, you could bring a psak. Yeah, we actually had this in 2 days ago's blah. You make the bezdin write it down and you go to a bigger bezdin. You could do that. Here, a bigger bezin said that he made a mistake, and there we chayzer. Now, the chiddush is like this, if we're not learning Ella. By your ain or mumcha, either way, you can't be chayzer, and you have to pay out of your own pocket. Even if a bigger bezin says, there's no right to be chayzer b'chal. In a mumcha, it depends. If you don't have a bezin bigger than you, so you can change your mind, but you don't have to pay either, because you're a mumcha. That's the case, the seifa and mesechus b'charis. And if our mishnah is talking about a case of a mumcha, and there was a bezin that was golden, madam chachma minyan. That's our Mishnah talking about. Mishnah said, the Chayz is talking about a mumcha with a bezdin is gold of an achachamanyan. That's the case of our Mishnah. So it comes out of three levels. There's Eidim mumcha, can't be Chayz, and he pays. The next level is a mumcha that's part of him paying, but he can't be Chayz. Then you have the third level that can be Chayz because there's a bezdin that's bigger than him, achachamanyan. Zot the Gemara Vayit. That's the Teretz number one. That's the Mahalach number one. The Gemara's going to have a bunch of Mahalachim to answer his kasha, like three or four Mahalachim to answer his kasha. There's a stira, an Amish is Masper, you could change your mind. And the Mishnah Bukhari says you can't change your mind. Rav Sheshes Omar, Kan Chata, different Teretz. Kan Chata with Vav Mishnah, Kan Chata with Shikol Adas. That the difference is like this, that we're talking about if you're Toyev Dvar Mishnah, then you could change your mind. It's a mistake. It's a first Mishnah. If it's Shikol Adas, then you cannot change your mind. And we'll explain what it means. So our Mishnah says, Yechai is the one Toyev Dvar Mishnah. What's Shikol Adas? What's Dvar Mishnah? We'll explain. Domar Shesh Shomar Asi, Toyev Dvar Mishnah, Choyzer. Toyev Shikol Adas, Yene Choyzer. If you made a mistake in a Dvar Mishnah or something gets Mefurish, then you could be Chayzer. Tov Shigadas in a Chayzer. I'm going to let you know the Rashi, Afilu Tov Yerchiv Rav Yishaya. There's one thing called the Mishnah, there's another thing called certain brises in the Tesefta. Teseftas were made by Rav Chiyah and Rav Yishaya. They made a Tesefta. And the Shail is, are those Teseftas also considered Tvayev Dvar Mishnah? So he says, even that? I'm like, yeah, of course. He says, Afilu. But the Rav of Shmuel, even Amira on Rav of Shmuel, they set up Sak. Also, that's called Toyev Dvar Mishnah. I'm like, yes, that's also called Toyev Dvar Mishnah. Then he says, Afilu b'didi b'didach, even like me and you, if we make a Psak and some Adayin doesn't happen, they're gonna. That's called B'nichayzer. I'm like, Oto Anan, Kathli Kana Ba'agma Anan. Are we just farmers who cut down weeds in the swamp? Of course, we're also Chashev. So that's called Dvar Mishnah. So Hechidam is Shikol Adas. Omra Papa going trade Tanoi, your trade Amaroi. There's a Machlekes Tanoi, Machlekes Amaroi. He's speaking out of the Dibli. It mehokas ole kamar vele kamar. And doesn't say the halacha is not who the halacha is like. The ikri va'avad kechaminahu. And he went ahead and did like one of them. V'sugi the shmeitza ozik idach. Which means the roiv of the pais can go with the other one. That's Hanu Shikol Adas, which is considered a mistake. And there he can't be choizer. Because all a mistake is Shikol Adas. Now, are you going to ask me, what do you mean? Why is that a mistake? I have a right to pass it to whoever I want. It's Tumah Roim. I'm passing it to my Roim. Zok the Rosh, that the Gedah Advarim is like this. When is it considered a mistake with Shikol Adas and it can't be Chayzer, but it's considered a mistake? If when you made the Psak, you didn't know about what Roiv Paiskim hold. You made a Psak. And then you find out, oh, Roiv Paiskim hold like the other Amira. And now that you know Roiv Paiskim hold like the other Amira, you want to go like that also. But it's a mistake. You can't be chayz anymore because it's not a mistake with Dvar Mishnah. Mistake with Dvar Mishnah is the only thing that's mafurish, something that mafurish shabsak is toyed Dvar Mishnah. But here, where he didn't know about how he passed, and he thought, oh, to Amorim, we probably go like that, Ma'amorah. And now we find that Rav Amorim is not like that. That's Machlekes Shikol Adas. So that's the answer to our kasha of the Stira Mishnayis here to Bechayrus. In our Mishnah, talking about Yibichayz toyed Dvar Mishnah. The Mishnah Bechayrus is talking about where it's toyed Shikol Adas. And there's a chilp to mumcha and mumcha if you have to pay or not. Eisrei Avnura Rav Sheshes. Now Rav Sheshes Mechadish is something called Toyed Dvar Mishnah. Rav Nura is a kasha to Rav Sheshes. Maisa b'paro, some of Girsa Shal Beis Menachem, there's a story of the paro, Shnitla Eim Shalom. Its uterus was removed. And Ashayla is this paro called a treifa or not? We know a treifa, if it's not kasha, if you shech the treifa, then you're not allowed to eat it because it's called treifa. It will die within the year. And here, the Eim Shalom was taken out. So they came to Ashayla, they said, look, the uterus was removed here, it came out. Is the para kosher to shecht? V'achila rab tarfim klavim. Tarfim paskin, it's treifa, and they gave it to the klavim. The lashon achila rab tarfim klavim, Rashi learns, means he paskin it was a treifa, and the owner gave it to the klavim. Uva maisa lefnei chach, and Tosfos also points that out. And the story came to Chav Yavna, and they said it's mutter. It's not a treifa. Shomar tudus areife, ein para v'chazira yoytzus malchsan shel matzrayim. Tudus areife said over that a cow, no cow or chazer leaves Alexandria because they had very good cows there and chazerim. They're very good, and they didn't want you to take it out and then reproduce more of those same type of par. So if it was sold out of Alexandria, they took out the aim. And you see that they live a lot of years. So Truz Arif is proof from there. There's not a treifa. So that's what they pass. Rav Tarfin, you're wrong. Om Rav Tarfin, Holcha Chamor Chatarfin. Rav Tarfin says to himself, there goes your Chamor, because Rav Tarfin has to sell his Chamor now to pay up for the mistake he made. So Rav Tarfin assumed that, and now the problem is over here, we'll see that the Gemara doesn't have a kasha, that's a Torah Damish, we'll see in a second. So sometimes I have to pay. Omle Rekiva, all part of the price, so potter after your potter. She called Mumcha Ram Potter Mashalm. Every Mumcha is potter to pay. That was Shaka Vatari here. Tav made a mistake with a trefa, and it turned out it was a mistake, and he thought he had to pay. So Rekiva says, no, you don't have to pay because you're a Mumcha. And the kasha is, V'i Isa, if there's such a thing as called Toyev Da Mishta, it could be Chayza on the Din, V'isa, Lemele, Toyev Da Mishta. Here it's Toyev Da Mishta, because the extra first of Mishnah Chulin, the Nitla Em Shalah, is kasha, it's not a trefa. So here, one Rabbi Kiva Tal Rabbi Tarfin, you know what? It's a Toyev Da Mishta over here, and therefore, it could be Chayza. So it's a kasha on Rav Sheshes. The Chayza Sheshes said Toyev Da Mishta, it could be Chayza, let him be Chayza on his Din over here. So, you hear the kasha? Let him be chayza. A little bit shredded kasha, because how can be chayza on a din? The klovim already had it for supper a few nights ago already, so it wouldn't help being chayza. It's too late. It's
why
a. Well, no, no. He wanted to pay the money. And we're saying over here, you don't have to pay the money. Why not? Because you can be chayza. Rav Kiva said the reason you have to be chayza.
No,
you have to pay.
He's chayza since the baby's not here.
No, the whole point of chayza is you don't have to pay. The whole point of chayza is like this, like I say, mistake the din, and go back. The din is wrong. You don't have to pay. It's the whole point of Tayyib Dam Mishnah. You don't have to pay. It's a chayzer. That's the Gemara's kasha. He's talking about mishta over here, but it's a pella. L'chayri ate it. The Gemara's asked the kasha, but he's supposed to have his kasha right now. Rashi even points it out because you wouldn't be able to go vayta. What's the Gemara's kasha? But anyway, ve'isa leimle talking about mishta of talking mishta chayzer. So Gemara says ends like that. Really, talking about mishta could be chayzer, and that's you could have told Rab Tarfin. Don't worry about it. It could be chayzer. Chod avoid kama. Chod talking about mishta ato. First, we talk about mishta, talking about mishta chayzer, and therefore you don't have to worry about paying. But oid inam v'shigal das ta'o. You're a mumchal rabim, and every mumchal rabim is potter milashalim. It's potter from paying. Omar of Nachman by Yitzchok L'Rava. So I upon him that that was the shak of Atari here, where the kasha of Sheshes is toivah mishto ki b'choizah. That's like pshat on our mishto. Then we had a kasha wanting to toivah mishto by the case of that where the uterus was moved. Mara says, no, there it's chod va'id kama. But now the Mara's going to ask, what was the kasha? Omar of Nachman, Rav Yitzchok L'Rava, Maika Moser Rav Nun Rav Sheshes. What was the kasha on me? Para rei achil l'klovim, but less at the hadar. Here you can't be chayzer on the din because it's too late. You already fed it to the klovim. So it wouldn't help being chayzer on the din. So the Gemara, hach kama lei. This is what the Gemara means to ask. Iyam b'shloma tov damashta ini chayzer. So ama kam dina. So you see, the din is a gepaskin. Hainu to come after Rav Tarfin, different Rav Tarfin was scared. He thought he had to pay. But come lay you, and Rekiva told him, no, mumchle bezanato avata poitul mashalm, that you're a mumchle, you don't have to pay. Eliyam atarv da mishta chayzer, but if your atarv da mishta is chayzer, lay malay, let him say, kivet ilu havoyi para, dinach lav dine, since if the para will be around, your din is not din, and you would say you're allowed to eat it, and you don't do anything. You don't do anything. You're just a gairim. You're just a grum of alma. What you did, and you're not chayiv because who gave it to the klavim? Who gave it to the klavim? You know who gave it to the klavim? The owners gave it to the klavim. So even though you gave them the psak, but who destroyed it? Taka. It was no destroyed it. It was the owner himself. That's called a grumma or a garmi by me making the psak, and amaka wouldn't be chayiv. So Gemara's kasha is like this: if you hold tayv amish lechayzer, so Rav Tarfin can say, I'm not paying for it. I'm chayzer on the din. It's kosher. Oh, you gave it right to the klavim. No one asked you to give it to the klavim. That was your thing. You did that, and therefore it would only be considered a grumma. And Tosfos points this out. Tosfos says if Rav Tarfin would have gave it to the klavim himself, then he did a lot. But since he just made a psak, all it is garmi, and Tosfos speaks out, this sukkah is going to Rabbanon, not Rameyer. For Rameyer, they don't do any garmi, maybe taka, that would be chay. So upon him, that's the end of Rav Sheshes' teretz. His teretz is Toyev HaMishnah, not Toyev HaMishnah, and we had a kasha from the story of this Eim Shalah that was taken out, and we said it's not shver. So that's already two terutzim to this kasha. Another teretz to this kasha. Rav Chisda Amar, Chisda says that we had a shaila, a steer over here, the one place it says that you could change your mind, obviously you can't change your mind. So Rav Chisda says, Kan shenotal v'nosam b'yad, kan shloi notal v'nosam b'yad. So in a case where you actually took it and you gave it to the other guy, that you can't change your mind anymore. But loy nos b'yad means you just told about din, you're chayef to him. You didn't actually take it from Reuven and give it to Shimon. You just told Reuven, you're chayef, you have to pay. There, in such a case, there you could be chayzer. So it means, our Mishnah is talking a case where Lunasim Nasim Ayat, and therefore you could be Chayzer. And the case in the Mishnah of Chayzer says, Donas Adin, Zikas Achayev, Achayev is Zakai, Tim is Torah. That's the only case, we did a Nasim Nasim Ayat. So Freitim Varakash, like this. Bishlam Achayev is a Zakai, going to Notov and Nasim Ayat. By Chayev is Zakai, I understand. And we're saying there, you can't change your mind. Why? Because you took it from Reuven and you gave it to Shimon. El Zika Zachai, the case where the mistake was that you said Reuven, you're potter, so what did you take? You couldn't do anything. Reuven is potter. You said you're potter. You didn't take the hand. So why there, Masha Asu Asu? You didn't do any Maisa. The Gemara of Chizkas Teretz is when you do a Maisa to take it from him and give it to him, you can't change your mind. Masha'inkin, where you don't do a ma'isa, you can change your mind. So he's saying, in the case of the Mishnah of Chayrish, which says, Zika Zachai Vachai Vizakai, there you can't change your mind, what's the case? I mean, so what's the case when you say a potter, where do you do any ma'isa? Zachta Gemara, Kivan the Amar Potter, Ata Kamoish Natam Nasbiyadami. Since you said, potter's ki'ilu, I took it from him and gave it to him. Why? Because it's final. Potter, it's final, it's done. When I say you're potter, it's done. When I say something's chayiv, it's still missing something. So there, you can be chayiv unless I take it from him and give it to him. But when I say potter, it's a final psak. And that is why also, right, we didn't ask the kasha on timeis, the tar, well, what's the case there of nothing else biyad? Teretz is, because also when you say tar, it's a final psak. Tame is a final psak. And therefore, it's binding and you can't be chayiv. So the teretz right now tomorrow is that it depends if you did a maisa, if you finished up the psak or not. If you finish up the psak, then it's a done deal. But if you didn't finish up psak, then it's not a done deal. So our mishnah, when you didn't finish up psak, and the mishnah there, so when you did finish up psak, so by chayiv, it's a finished psak, only if you take it, only not of nasim biyad, and my potter is a finished psak by itself. Nothing more cash on this. Hello, mastisim. So the problem is going to be like this. So hello, mastisim miktoni says in our mishnah, and remember our mishnah talk about that loy. Not to have a nosam b'yad. Therefore, a mishnah you can be chayzer. El ma'asistim. But we said, remember what we're saying, that by a potter it's considered not to have a nosam b'yad. So by potter you can't be chayzer, right? Because you don't have to do anything. It can't be chayzer. It's a final verdict. So the pasuk hashes like this. El ma'asistim. My mishnah says, "Tani dinim amnis machzirim bein l'schus bein l'chayva." That you can be machzir bein l'schus bein l'chayva. Bishlama l'schus. You being machzir means if originally said chayv, now it's machzir l'schus. So it's not final. So therefore, I can be choizer now, change my mind, l'schus. El choiva. Changing your mind for choiva means originally you said potter. Now I'm saying chayiv. So we have to have a case where it wasn't final. El choiva, hecha meshkachas lo. It has to be domle potter ato. Va'amris kivin lo in potter ato, kamosh not to nasa biyadomi. We said potter is a final psak. So now, what is the case of choizer? We said by final psak, it can't be choizer. That's pshat of mishnah v'chayiv. In our Mishnah, it says, I could change my mind and say Yechayiv. What do you mean? If I said the potter, that was a final psak. Say, I could be Chayzer. So, Tigmar, you're right. Chodo Katani. The Mishnah one says, you could be Chayzer, Adin Imam, it's Bein L'schus, Bein L'chayva. It only means I could change my mind L'schus. But the Chayiv was, I didn't take Vinasim B'yad. If I could change L'schus, I can't attack. If I say potter, I can't change my mind. It says, Bein L'schus, Bein L'chayva. Chodo Katani. Din Imam, it's Machzir L'schus, Shi Chayva. Which means, that it just means machsirin l'schusay shalzeh, which is chayva of the other guy. That's all it means. It does not mean you can be chayza bein l'schus bein l'chayva. It means you be chayza l'schus shalzeh. He first said what?
Which is a
chayva for the other guy? Yeah. What? It's one thing. It's one case. Only dinam mom is earlier. You mean dinam divash is the same case? You mean the same? I don't even mean to ask. It is one thing. It's not two things. Dinam mom is bein l'schus bein l'chayva. It does not mean two things. It means the same thing. It's one thing. You only can be chayzer to say someone is potter now that was chayiv. Now I chayiv can't change my mind. Mr. Bukhari says. Mr. Bukhari says what chayiv was I took from him and gave to him. I can't be chayzer. Here I didn't take from him. Therefore I could say now is chus. I what's bein l'schus bein l'chayva? It means you say l'schus, which is. Which is probably Yokasha, that can say Gab in Nefashis. Now we have to remember, Nefashis is different than Mominus, which the Mishnah says, that Mominus you've been in the Chayva. Mominus you only could do, you only could change the Schus. So, Gavin Afasha is Machzir Lishchus on top of Ambeis, the Ein Machzir Lechaiva, and Machzir Lishchus has to be Schus Gredisa, has to be a Schus that's not a Chaiva to anyone else. Because now we're teaching what it means, Bein Lishchus, Bein Lechaiva means that I could change the Schus into a Chaiva to someone else. So, Din Afasha means I only could do Lishchus, but not if it's Chaiva to someone else, which means if someone's Chaya for Chil Shabbos, or it's just I could change my mind Lishchus. So machzir l'schus chus greisa ve'im machzirin l'chayva means l'schus shi'chayva. So what's a case where it's a schus shi'chayva? Well, what's a case where I'm saying someone is not chayv misa now and it's a chayva to someone? How is that possible? Tomorrow asks. So schus shi'chayva is a chayva to the man. Who is it a chayva for? Holikasha chayva to the goyal adam. If a guy is a murderer and I say he is potter, so I'm making it bad for the goyal adam. So, and we're saying that you can't do. Because it's bad for the girl Adam when they kill this guy, we're out of sufficient aidas. We're going to, because we have reason to be chayvus now. Of course, we're not going to do that if it's chayva for the girl Adam. Va'oid, my bain bain. Also, it's very short. It says bain l'schus bain l'chayva. We're saying it means schus shu chayva. What's also in bain bain? Kasha. It's very short. This pshat's very short. So, our chistus teretz of kalm natal masviad. And Council of Yad needs a little help. It's a big problem with it. Because what's Bein L'schus, Bein L'chayva? What is going on over here? Because it started with not understanding how do you have a Notov and Asav Yad by the Potter. That's where this Kasha started from. That we answered, our Mishnah was that you didn't take behind, and that's why you could change your mind. The Mishnah Mecharish did behind. The problem was, what was the case of Potter that he did behind? Teretz says, Potter alone is doing behind. So then, what's Pshat on Rav Mishta? So we have to change for that. So, but the Chareit's a big problem. What's Pshat on Rav Chista? There's a lot of problems over here. So Ravina takes Rav Chista's Pshat and answers it. Ravina Amar, Kun Jehoi Leviyodei Mashkin, V'not Lomenu. Ravina says, you always need to do an actual Maisa in order that it can change your mind. So Chayiv means, I took money from Reuven and gave it to Shimon. What does it mean making Reuven potter? It means, Reuven, your potter. But Reuven had a Rolex watch by Shimon. You go pick up your watch. I took the watch from Shimon and gave it to Reuven. So I did a Maisa even to make him potter. So now we understand Pshat in Mishnah and Bechairis that there was a Maisa, and that's why you can't change your mind. If there's no Maisa, you always change your mind. Even my potter, you always change your mind. Totally more I was saying potter, since I don't have to do anything, that's a final psak. No, you have to do something in order to make it into a final psak. You have to do a Maisa. So the case was, but you took the mashkin. Kigoin, shehoyoloi, biyodi mashkin, not the menu. So now we're going to have to explain Pshat and Timur as a tar. Until now we didn't have to explain Pshat because there was final, because you said Tomei tar. But now that we said that you have to actually do something, you might have to pick something up, what do you do with Timur tar? So Timur as a tar, the agibe sharetz. The case was, he said, this tar thing is Tomei. And to show how strong his Pshat was, the dying and took a sharetz and touched it to it. And made a tame. And the case of tear as a tame was the case that tame was tar. He took the tame and threw it into a big pile of tar digapares. So you better yourself. So he did a maisa in both these cases, and that case he can't change his mind. That's why he can't change his mind. There's a ksois here that asks, why is that called like a psak? It's not really a psak. You just did a maisa of making something tame. Ayin Jom, he has a teretz to that kasha. But the bottom line is, you have to do a maisa to show that you mean business. And now it's teretz in the kasha. We had our mishnah said that you could be chayzer. And here the mishnah b'chayzer can be chayzer. Mishnah told me you didn't do a maisa, you just made a psak. That can be chayzer. The mishnah b'chayzer told me you made a maisa. And therefore you cannot be chayzer. That's the bottom line to explain the stira between the two things. And that's the final pshat of Ravina.